this in when he's ready, because I'm starting up. Alright?
Yeah.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that's better than having somebody you admired crap all over you.
Well, yes.
Yes, it is. In any sense of the word crapping, you don't want to be in that position.
In all senses of the word?
Is it in any sense?
I know, but I was just wondering if we're going to talk about it in all senses.
I was speaking figuratively, but okay. I think if I was speaking literally, still a bad situation.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
I like to go out on a limb sometimes with these things. That's what I do.
Okay.
Glad I waited for that, Jeff.
I'm sorry, a little perplexed.
Well, yeah. So right, Joe's here, so I know everybody's surprised. The number to call in is 845-986-8804. Again, 845-986-8804. You can go to our chat room, the Den Pen, on davinsden.com if you want to participate in that way. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and on a rare occasion, I am actually joined on time by Joe Curry.
Yeah, it came at a cost.
I'm sure we're going to hear about that shortly.
Yes.
Okay, and Pip Helix is here.
Yeah, pantingly out of breath, also rushing at the last moment.
Well, I'm glad everybody got here on time. It's always nice when that happens. We've got a little bit of an interesting show tonight. We want to revisit post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes.
Do a little bit of a follow-up with that. Of course, we have the Fat Horse Challenge.
Yes, we do.
This comes from our listener, Trucker Tom. We'll be doing Velveeta tonight. Everybody thinks that's...
You're going to do Velveeta? Do I have to do Velveeta?
Velveeta. I love Velveeta.
No, you don't like black chicks. You've been on record for saying that. That's why it's a pun.
There's a handful I like.
Okay, and I guess her name is Velveeta.
Velveeta. I love Velveeta.
Also, Joe received a scam in his inbox that he's going to tell us about that he almost fell for.
Yes.
So Joe's going to be revealing that. Also, my beloved Belinda,
yes,
promised that tonight would be the night where I make scam baiter history.
Whoa.
And perhaps cash in on a lot of bets. Now, of course, we've heard this is the night before, and I've been stood at the altar like a stupid moogoo.
Anybody else hear a really bad Rod Stewart song in their head right now?
but maybe.
Which one is that?
Tonight's the night.
Okay, all right.
Okay, all right. I'm not a big fan of Rod Stewart, but fine.
Neither am I, it's all those things are ingrained in the brain. But please continue. Okay.
But maybe tonight's the night, and we got some bets on the line that I'm sure Pip will go over again.
Oh, you know what? We are all going to be on the straight and narrow about these damn bets. You can bet that.
I tell you, I was thinking about you the next day. Now,
Hold on. We'll talk about that when the time comes.
Okay,
we'll talk. We can revisit Pip's torture, and we can revisit what What a chief member of the Den Pen, what he had to say about it.
Oh, okay.
Because I have conversations with the people during the week. So.
What? You talk to people besides us?
I barely talk to you. Do this, don't do that. Why did you do that? Is this ready yet?
Why isn't that done?
Exactly. That's the conversation.
He even visits the chat room. That's how you got in that trouble.
I know.
Also, when I'm trying to figure out how to sign on.
Stupid rummaging around in there. Get out of there.
Oh, yeah. No, I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
I'm not talking
sure
to any of you.
The Den Pen is my domain. Never
sure
you forget.
I was going to go wandering around in there, seeing what else is going on.
I know.
All you need to remember is the Den Pen is like 9/11. Never forget.
I don't think she will.
Oh, no, I don't think I will.
We'll
get into that.
All righty then.
But I guess we'll start off. Remember last week I had gone to Six Flags Great Adventure,
mm-hmm.
and I talked about how my daughter got picked out by Interface Talent as the potential model or actress, and we were kind of excited about that.
Right, sure.
You know, we were kind of like any parent would.
Well, because you'd already been discussing that as a possibility.
It's something that she wanted.
And right. It just showed up.
It's amazing when things show up how good they always are. Mm. Like a tumor. Ooh, that's a growth. I'm sure that's going to be pleasant.
You only have to cut it out with a sharp implement. Yeah,
exactly.
Be great.
Well, preventive care, though, Joe.
Anybody got a pen?
Get your cyst out of this. Your fissures. Anyway, so the next day, was it the next day? Maybe the day after the next day. Well, either the next day or day after. I get a phone call from Interface Talent.
Okay.
And they want to set up an appointment. And I'm like, listen, man, here's the thing. I know all about these scams. You know, it just happened to my friend. You know, I'm not going for one of these scam things. I'm in show business. I know and everything. I'm not coming there to buy headshots.
Yeah.
Because I know that's one of the things. I'm not doing. Oh, no, no. They make me rest easy. So then I'm bragging on my daughter.
Right.
And I'm saying how wonderful she is. But I'm also very realistic about her.
Yeah, you were talking about, like, the pros and cons, like taking an objective view of her as if you were a casting director.
Exactly.
You know, what would she be good for? What wouldn't she be good for?
So they tell me. So we set up the wife's even excited, which is rare about this type of thing. Because, you know, she likes to keep us, like, protected so nobody can see us.
Right.
Especially me, because I'm an embarrassment.
Well, your burqa is very nice.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's my summer burqa.
The one's
lighter,
too heavy.
Lighter fabric?
It is a lighter fabric. Thanks for noticing, Joe. Stop looking at me. She doesn't like that.
It's a cotton burqa.
It's a cotton burqa.
We pull the wool one out during this fall.
It's not my usual burlap.
Joe is panting because your ankles are showing.
Yes.
My ankles are very exciting. Yeah. So we set up an interview for yesterday, Monday. Set up an interview. So I'm doing this, and he goes, well, you know, by the way, if you cancel, there's no rescheduling.
Oh.
Well, I go, well, you know what? I wouldn't be making this interview if I didn't plan on being there. But if something happens and we have to cancel and it's, and you don't reschedule, I go, shame on you. It's your loss.
They don't know who they did. Did you explain to them that you're in a business where if there's if you're going for an audition that you might not be able to make, your agent could try to reschedule it?
Yes.
If they're interested. And this guy's thought, well, really? Really?
No. That's it's kind of a dicky start.
Yeah.
But what they're trying to do is pressure, because this is the moment that really is it.
Yeah, but
you
that's
go on
always...
regular auditions, they're not that bad.
It's always a bad sign.
Yeah, well, that's a red flag.
I've been pressured before. But we're all very excited.
Yeah.
Right. It's all beautiful.
Right.
So my mom calls and goes, you know, you should do research on this. You know, and I knew I had to do research on it.
Right.
But she put it right in my head.
Right.
So I did a little bit of research.
I thought you did at the get-go.
Well, no, because it all happened so fast, Joe.
Okay.
I'm going on a looping roller coaster. I don't have time to ask the 18-year-old for the credentials.
Well, I mean, when you got home the next day.
No, because they called me right away. They must have called me the next day.
Okay, the next day. All right.
So I really didn't have time. I had a show to prepare.
Gotcha.
All this wonderfulness.
All right. Okay, I got you.
But again, she puts it in my head. And I was going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of research, and among many other things on Interface Talent, I found this.
Is the word Moogoo involved?
According to parents tonight, parents who may be trying to push their kids into modeling careers, because prosecutors in New Jersey are now suing two supposed modeling companies that got parents to sign contracts and pay thousands of dollars. All they got, though, say prosecutors, were promotional headshots of their kids, no modeling gigs. Eyewitness News reporter Michelle Charlesworth in East Brunswick with the story. Michelle?
Well, thank you, Bill. We're standing in front of Interface right now. This company's website calls themselves a talent marketing company. At no point do they ever say that they are going to get anyone work. The state of New Jersey says to parents, watch what you sign and know exactly what you are paying for.
Why couldn't somebody tell me this
200 complaints here?
This is the lawsuit filed Monday by the New Jersey Attorney General's office going after $170,000 in consumer losses. The Director of Consumer Affairs says the state is taking Interface to court on behalf of more than 200 people.
They are not the model and talent agencies that he's claiming that they are. They're not going to lead to stardom for these children. At best, they're going to get photos, very expensive photos.
The attorney for Interface calls the complaint by the state of New Jersey baseless and says, quote, the company is prepared to vigorously defend all of its actions. We went to Interface and met this mother and 16-year-old daughter coming out. You flagged us down. You said you're upset.
Yes, I was. I went in there with my daughter. We're very new to this. And by the time I left there, I had such a bad taste in my mouth. I have a migraine right now. That's how pressured I felt. And at the end, you feel like you're obligated to pay $2,000 to get 4 headshots and 5 composites, which I wasn't going to do.
But on the website for Interface, there are testimonials.
Interface helped me get my career started by helping me get the right headshots, photos, and luckily lots of agents responded thanks to the help of Interface.
Outside of the agency, we saw many parents and kids coming and going, and inside of the lobby, there are a handful of print ads. The receptionist told us this child in the J-Lo ad is a client. But when the financial officer came outside, he said no comment and asked us to turn off the camera. The mom we met left us with this.
I feel violated. I crush it because I'm unemployed right now, and you're making it seem in front of my daughter that I can't support her acting and modeling career. It's not nice. That's not a nice thing to do.
Now, to be clear, this mom never paid any money. She was never a client, and she did walk out without signing anything. I asked the director of consumer affairs for the state of New Jersey. He is bringing the lawsuit. I said, do you know of anyone ever getting a job through Interface? And he said, no, not that I know of. This lawsuit being brought by the state was filed yesterday. We are live in East Brunswick, New Jersey tonight. Michelle Charlesworth, Channel 7. Eyewitness News.
Now, that's from a couple years ago. Now, I forgot to mention beforehand, before I agreed to do everything,
right.
I contacted somebody who's going to be helping us with SiriusXM.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, if they like your kid. You know, it's all about which agency likes your kid. If they like your kid, you know, you go with it. Okay.
Wow. Oh, I'm feeling so confident now. Yeah.
But when he's talking,
damn it.
But he's talking to you as somebody that's been in the business for a while.
Well, he said he heard of them. whatever.
But you know enough to look at the red flags. Now, with the case of this study, anytime there is a statement, and after it says prosecutors say, not good. Not good.
Prosecutors say, my bad.
Yeah, you never hear that about ICM or, you know, a prosecutor. No.
That's how I was always warned off of bad dates. You know, prosecutors say.
It's only a couple of misdemeanors.
Oops, you know.
So I saw that, amongst other things. So what do you guys think I did next?
I think you called them up
paid
and questioned
the
them.
Shut up, stupid. Yes. I sent it right over Western Union, stupid.
He walked in their lobby and made it rain.
I'm hoping to Skype with my daughter's new agent soon.
Did you have to hurry up and get a sign so we had to get back to Donatio?
Exactly. Inside comedy.
How's their Nana's eyes?
Their Nana's eyes is doing okay.
Oh, man.
So, yes, I made a phone call.
Okay.
In expressed desire to cancel. I had heard enough.
Yes.
Cancel the appointment.
Cancel the appointment.
Right.
Because here's my theory, and I posted this on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You want to scam me? Game on. You want to scam my daughter? Game over.
Yeah.
If it's just me, I'll take a ride down to East Brunswick. I got time to dick around with you. I got a show to write. But
right. Holy cow, I could get an hour out of this. Yeah, but when she's a little girl, game over.
For anybody else, it's just like, you're wasting my time.
What you should have
done,
should have got is got a little bonnet and stuff, like put it on Larry, put a wig on, and go down.
Oh, my God.
Terrible. You're a terrible, despicable human being.
Oh, my God, Larry.
He would have done it.
Listening.
Shut up.
He would have.
You're listening. He knows, too.
Beard and all.
Steroids.
Yeah, right.
Well, here's the crappy part of this. Before I call them, I have to talk to my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
She was going to go shopping with my mom to buy a brand new, beautiful dress.
This is where it gets very not fun.
Yeah.
It takes the fun.
I mean, we're having jokes about
it. Child.
But this happened to a friend of mine where she went to a meeting with her 11-year-old, and they were all ready to sign her, and there was like $2,000 for the headshots.
Yeah.
And this was out in Minneapolis. So that was, I think, DNA.
And it's $2,000, and you know what headshots cost. I mean,
I'll get to that.
All right.
I'll get to that. But, yeah, that's the crappy part, because they're targeting your – here's what they're doing. I posted this on Facebook, too. They targeted my money, but they targeted my kids' dreams.
Yeah.
That's the problem, because she wanted to do this. So I explained to her that we're not going to have our meeting on Monday, because it turns out they're not a very good agency. And if we're going to do this, I want her to be with a good agency. So I did some research. And I found a couple of good agencies.
Oh, good.
But I have to do the work. It's been very hectic, but I will do the work for that. So I had to call Interface. Who?
It's the agency.
It's the agency. Thanks for the press.
Hold the show. Pip, you and Joe Stahl. Oh, yes. Yes, down
the air.
Here.
Douchebag, here. You're on the air.
I've got my check, yes.
Okay, I'm going to come down, but I'm going to bring a yak. Some drachmas.
Big Pippa, put down that gun.
Yeah. Now we're recycling stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to it on the scammer shorts.
That's right.
On iHeartRadio. So I call them up, And I say, first I get a receptionist. Then they transfer me over to a muckety muck. I go, I don't think we're going to be able to do this thing. She's like, why? I go, well, I saw you getting sued by the state.
Oopsie.
She's like, well, if we were getting sued by the state, would I be able to talk to you now? Yes. What? That's what I said. Of course you could.
Hey, Muggsy, if I was to put a rabbit in that oven.
You might, Devin. You might.
You might.
I go, here's the thing. And I told your person when he was interviewing me, I don't need your headshots. I'm not coming down there to buy a couple $1,000 headshots. I got a guy. I'm in the business. Our guy, Chris Marksberry.
Yes.
He's damn good at doing headshots. I got a guy who does headshots. He did of Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
He does rock stars. I don't need your guy for a couple $1,000 headshots. Well, we got to put our logo on. I go, no. I go, I'm in the business. We'll get the headshots. You can put your logo on it. Mm-hmm. You can put your sticker. Agencies have represented me. Yep. And they've done that with me.
You put a sticker on there.
Or, yeah. As my wife pointed out, because, you know, when I was doing this was a couple years ago, you didn't have the technology. You go to Adobe. You put it right on.
Right.
You can put it right on the computer.
And, it's not that hard.
And I'm sure you told them, oh, by the way, I know what headshots cost.
Yeah.
For $2,000, I should have at least a full session makeup, three areas where we could shoot.
A lap dance for daddy.
Yeah. Three areas we could shoot. Composites.
The leg would be one.
A choice of at least... 10 proofs at my, you know, for $2,000.
The conversation did not go well for her.
No.
She did not like the fact that I was not biting.
Yes.
And she abruptly hung up the phone.
No.
Yeah.
She hung up in
she
the
hung
middle
up
of
the
conversation.
Phone. But I was not done. I was not done. I was done with Interface, per se. Mm-hmm. But this happened at Six Flags. When you think of Six Flags, what do you think of?
It's like a safe place.
A safe place where you can go with your family, not be harassed by people that are, you know, up to, you know, that had this whole scam thing going.
Also, think about this. I mean, for us going to Six Flags, it's not a big deal.
Right.
You know, we it's not that far away. We're doing okay financially. We're fine. For a lot of people, Six Flags is their big trip. A lot of parents are saving up everything they have so they can take their kid to this unforgettable vacation for them and take them to the theme park and everything and have a nice either weekend or week, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
You know, this is what the parents can afford. This is going to make their kids happy. They go on the line. They don't want to be there by predators.
Yeah.
People who are looking, as this woman in the piece explained, making her feel like crap.
Now, I would assume that if they're there, they would have to pay a fee.
I would assume so.
To be there.
And I'm sure Six Flags is getting a nice kickback.
Yeah, they're probably getting a nice kickback. I don't want to cut you off. I want you to continue a little bit more than if you don't. I'll chime in if
there's not much more to continue. Basically, I wrote Six Flags a letter on, I want to say Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning, I emailed them a letter saying my concern.
Yes.
You know, like Pip said, it's a safe place and everything, and you have this place that's being sued by the state doing business on your property.
Right.
You know, I don't think you should be doing that. I'm still waiting to hear from Six Flags.
Well, what I would also tell them if you want to...
I only had a limit. It was like Twitter Plus. Right. I only had a limited amount of characters.
Right. But you also want to make note of them. I told you what they are doing. I told you that they were on the news.
I sent them a link.
A link. You've got the link. If you are collecting a fee and you do not address this, you will be considered an accessory to this.
Well, Joe, I didn't have my legal hat on, and again, I only had a certain amount of characters.
Well, believe me, I've got my legal hat on now, but it's like you are, and if you know this, if you've been advised about this, and you continue to permit these people and collect the fee, you could be considered an accessory to this.
We're looking at Six Flags. Who are Disney has Mickey Mouse,
right?
Do you know who Six Flags characters are?
No.
Warner Brothers. All the Bugs Bunny characters.
No way.
Yes, those are the characters that are walking around Six Flags. They have the little Bugs Bunny land. They got the meet and greet with the Porky Pig and Sylvester and everything. Do you really think Warner Brothers would be associated with that? Because they're just trolling around there, grabbing kids, selling them dreams. Oh, we think, she looks perfect. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's very handsome. Mm-hmm. And even the kid's butt ugly, they're still doing it.
You want to know something? In a big conglomerate, they could give a damn. However, if they know that you have a possibility of getting their ass handed to them due to the fact that they know that they are an underhanded company and they're collecting a fee, having them walking their property, that's a big problem, and that's a big lawsuit.
Well, the Department of Consumer Affairs would probably be interested in
that's why the state sued them. And they're also being sued in Connecticut as well.
Right.
What this company does is they hang out in amusement parks and malls.
Oh.
That's what they do. But here's the thing. You know, we've been dealing with scammers.
Yes.
I'm always a little bit skeptical and everything.
Sure.
So it's not really about me. It pisses me off about my daughter. But I'll make it right. I'll at least submit her. Oh, this was another thing I said to them. I said, well, she's like, well, we need this because agencies aren't taking submissions anymore.
What?
That's not true.
They're full up?
Exactly. I go, that's not true. I go, are you familiar with such and such, which is a big agency in New York City? It's like, no. I go, I just went on their site. They're taking submissions. You know, this other one's taking submissions. Everybody's taking submissions.
There was also when I was taking the acting lessons I took during my little foray with the show, there was also a play, I forgot the name offhand, but you get thumbnail shots. You get thumbnails. They're doing thumbnail sizes, and you submit them. Mm-hmm. And a daily, whatever it's called.
Daily Planet.
I'm going to say, yes, right. No, but
the Daily Beast.
They look at, they submit it, and you submit it with, you know, with your credits and stuff, or whatever you can offer and stuff. Yeah. So for them to say they're not taking submissions, that's like, but basically what they're playing on.
But, no, basically, well, I'm going to finish what I think was your thought. Basically, they're playing on the naive parent who doesn't know.
Right. We're in the business. We know that. And like I said, it's a matter of odds, where it was what we were discussing last week in regards to the Dane Cook thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the other guy, the one that was producing the movie?
Adam Carolla.
For the percentage of the people like you that say, I know it's up to you guys are crooks, I'm not dealing with you. There's enough people out there that go, I'll pay the $2,000.
Well, here's the interesting thing, though. I do the pre-interview and all, and they want both parents there, which is odd. But
that was odd.
But that's fine. I like that. That gives me comfort, actually.
Because they do that on purpose, because if they have the play one against the other.
But here's the interesting thing. That mother came alone, but I guess she was a single mom, so I guess they waived that. But here's the interesting thing. I told the guy who was doing the pre-interview with me on the phone, I'm in show business. I know. You think he'd go... Listen, man, maybe this isn't right for you. Save themselves the headache.
Yeah, you know, what is that?
They don't want to drop their guard.
What is that joie dire when they're in a courtroom, they're picking which witnesses? No. Which jury people they want out, you know, so they pick the jury.
You don't want me in.
During the process, they pick out people like him. And say, no.
That's why I've never done jury duty.
Troublemaker.
Yes,
and
I
also,
am.
Like I said, why do you want both parents there? Let's say you weren't in the business, and you're there.
Some would say I'm not, Joe.
We have names.
Kinder, gentler Joe this time around. But anyway, let's...
What was that?
Kinder, gentler Joe this time around. But anyway,
I serve it up. It's not kinder, gentler. You just swung and missed.
No.
You took one right down the middle, strike three.
No, I could have pulled my bat out and swung for the fences, but it's the kinder, gentler Joe.
Oh,
but
here's sweet Joe.
But here's the deal. If you're not in the business, you're with your wife, and you're with your daughter, okay? And typically the man is like, oh, I smell a fish here. You're going to have your wife going.
Especially when he's with his wife.
That's her dream. That's her dream. And they're going to press you going, well, this could be the big, Mom, I want to do that. I understand, sweet. This is her dream. And that's why
you play the daughter
and the wife against the husband. Because the husband,
This is what I love about Joe. Yeah. He looks at things in a way that I didn't even contemplate.
Yeah. Right.
That's why most
of the way it's completely insane. But once in a while, they're such genius.
So
and you're right.
How many times you are that you're with your wife or your daughter and they want to do something and you do it because
you're right.
Mob rules.
I didn't even think about it.
Mob rules.
I guess they kind of figure that one of the parents is going to side with the kid.
Right.
And the other one, they're going to gang up on the other one.
Yeah. Mob rules.
Yeah, that's a good point, Joe.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a mob buster.
All right, Giuliani. Calm down.
No more squeegees and no more pictures. Yeah. That's my platform.
No more headshots.
But I thought I should get that out there to the people because this one happens to be in New Jersey and Connecticut. I told you it happened to my friend just a few weeks ago in Minneapolis. These places are all out of the place. Wherever there's kids, there's predators like this. If anybody's pressuring you to pay for headshots as part of their contract, run.
Yeah.
That should not, if they want to represent your kid, they don't give a crap who takes the pictures.
Right. Exactly. That's the main thing. And a lot of people and people that are adults, actors and stuff like that, anytime we go to an acting seminar or, you know, this, that, and the other thing, they'll tell you, if you go to an agency and they are pushing you for pictures, you walk out. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They stress that I didn't have to have professional headshots for her, which is what a parent wants to hear. Because most parents don't have professional headshots of their kids who's not in the business.
Yeah, and then when they say professional headshots, and if you're not in the business and you hear $2,000, you must have in your head, well, I guess professional headshots are probably $4,000. Really, 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 really good professional headshots are $2,000.
I would think you could get really good professional headshots for $500 to $700 for a session.
I would think
you get. Now we, because we did a group thing, got it for less.
Right.
And Chris Marksberry is top notch. So if anybody,
awesome.
So if you, if anybody out there is listening and does need headshots and is the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area, I highly recommend
a legit
Chris.
Guy who's an absolute pleasure to work with.
Yeah,
absolutely, Chris Marksberry.
But if you, but even if you're going to somebody who you don't have access to Chris, you don't know somebody in the business, I would still think you could get a session for $500 to $700.
Usually the running rate on that. But like I said, sometimes you get the really top notch guy.
Right, but you don't need to do that for your first time.
But that's what I'm saying. For the simple fact of saying you don't need to get professional headshots and they're charging you $2,000. Professional, super. Are two bills.
And here's
$2,000.
The thing. Here's the thing. It makes no sense to pay $2,000 for a kid's headshot because kids are constantly growing and their face is changing.
You're going to have to get new ones.
It's not like when you get to be my age that you're still using the one from 15 years ago because you remember the glory days. Kids are constantly changing. You get them a headshot now, 6 months, a year from now, the kid might not look anything
and
like that.
Even so, right. And even so, the whole thing with not a professional, you want a professional working on the headshot, because basically when agencies see do dailies and put out casting calls, they're not looking at the 8x10s anymore. They're looking at thumbnail shots. So you got to make sure the photographer that you choose is very good on getting your picture or your whole deal on something that's going to be in a thumbnail
without
size.
Without distorting it and without it just being just like gray.
So it's got to be done correctly because that's what agents are looking for now. That's what they're working off of.
For a little bit more, you should also be able to get a DVD of your headshots.
Oh, yeah, true.
You should be able to print those out on your own.
Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
So that was part of it. Now, me and the wife, at the end of the week, we got to go away for the first time since my daughter's been born without my kid.
Yeah, wow. I thought you were away this year. Yeah, you said you were going away.
Yeah.
So we went back to Great Adventure for a couple of days.
Were you looking for the guy?
Kicking their asses.
I saw the kid. Funny. Just giving them dirty looks.
Kicking their asses.
You dressed like Bugs Bunny, smacked the hell out of him with a carrot.
You were there.
Yeah.
So here's what I noticed about myself. Apparently sometime between this year and last year, when I was in Hershey Park, my tum-tum has become that of an 80-year-old man. I can no longer do roller coasters.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's flip-flopping. Although, as my daughter calls it, when she was with us earlier in the week, when she was in the roller coaster, she had air butt and bouncy butt. Flying butt and bouncing butt in the roller coaster.
I beg your pardon?
Yes. One time her butt was bouncing in the roller coaster. Another time she was out of her seat in the roller coaster. So she called that flying butt. Flying butt and bouncy butt.
Bouncy butt.
My butt was firm, but my tummy was flying tummy and bouncy tummy.
It sounds like that one time that you had a threesome, Joe.
So we did. If you're going to go to an amusement park, you always want it to be a little rainy. Because there's no weight or anything.
Oh, okay.
So because a girl I know was actually a Great Adventure the same way. They were camping.
We went Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. Okay, they were there Friday. I think Friday.
We went to the water park on Friday. Saturday, we upped it a little bit. We didn't do a water park. We went white water rafting.
Oh, really? Cool.
That was a weird reaction. It was like kind of, orgasm.
And where was
cool.
it? Where'd you go, the Poconos?
Well, I put it on Facebook. I kind of hoped you would get it. If somebody found out that I went on a chartered boat, I would never be able to go on this river again. What river was it, Joe?
Delaware.
Lehigh.
I guess wrong.
You'll never work this river again.
You'll never work this river. I'm surprised he's not out there in a speedboat chasing you. Get on the Lehigh River.
Slow down. I'm in a kayak there. I wish the cat would row.
I had no idea what you were talking about. I knew it was
there's five comics
logic.
Left in there.
Yeah, five comics right now. This is the worst summer ever for whitewater rafting. I do not like the rocks. I think the rocks are trying to steal my currents in rapids. Did you see that squirrel looking at me? I want to eat my sandwich. The squirrel took my sandwich. We will not work these rapids again. Joe, get in the raft and bring the lights.
Five comics live in the rest.
Exactly. For the rest, I'm sorry. Back to the story.
Sorry, we'll make it brief. But funny,
I have no idea what that was about, but it was funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's one insane man who lives in there.
I figured.
Yes, exactly. Lehigh. It's in the Poconos on the Poconos of Pennsylvania, Lehigh River. And I have not gone water rafting since I was a little kid. And my wife said she hadn't really gone since she was a little kid. So, totally cool. Totally cool. Now, here's the thing. I'm not a swimmer. I don't swim.
You really don't know how?
I don't. Well, I mean, I know what other people do to swim. But what those people do, if I do those same things, it does not work.
Boy, oh boy, that's a great way to learn in a splashing current, running fast
current
river.
Well, I mean,
bashing
your head on,
yeah, bashing your head on rocks.
Or as Joe calls it, a wet dream of me.
God. God.
Here, hold on, pal. Hold on, pal. I'm going to throw you this anvil. Grab an anvil.
clubbing me with the paddle. Off.
Oh, funny. The Acme Survival Kit.
Yeah. Oh, right. No joke.
Yeah, really.
So, I mean, they give you a vest.
Yeah.
But it is of my utmost importance that I stay on the raft.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'd say.
Now, they tell you when there's a big rock, you lean into the rock because you're sitting on the edge of the raft. You're not in the middle. You're sitting on the edge. So your tush is on the outside.
Okay.
And you're paddling like cross body.
Okay.
But they say if there's like a big rock, you lean towards the rock.
Why?
Because that's what they say.
All right.
I guess that keeps you in the boat.
Okay.
I do not do that. I see big rock. We're tipping that way. I'm going to the middle of the friggin' boat.
And hanging on to people and screaming, don't let me out of this
Yeah,
boat!
Really.
More or less.
Yeah,
I can't swim.
Now, it was a great time. Now, here was one of the problems, though, with it. One of the problems with it was, besides their tour group, there was another tour group, and sometimes they even have another tour group, and all these groups take way too many people.
Yeah.
So you just have, like, you're just in these log jams at times.
Oh.
And it kind of screws up, what you're trying to do.
Sure.
Plus, there's not really a guide or an expert in your raft.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've done this before?
No, but I looked into it.
No.
And I was just like,
that looks like cardio. Pass.
You guys have fun. I'll be poolside. Ugh.
No, I was thinking we should all do this.
Actually,
I would like to do it.
To tell you the truth, there is a girl I work with has this thing where it says it's a group that they send activities to do. And there's one that's actually up in the Pocono over by the Delaware River.
Sure.
Where you go on the river, whitewater rafting on the river, and then you drink beer the rest of the afternoon.
Sounds safe.
And they bring your bus back to the city. Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that on the Lehigh. You're not allowed to bring alcohol.
No alcohol in the Lehigh River.
Because it's a state park.
Oh, right.
So it gets a little crowded. And there's no really expert. So you got a bunch of people who think they're experts.
And Trucker Tom is picturing you curled up in the fetal position in the middle of the raft.
You saw the pictures.
Yeah.
So you have a bunch of assholes who don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yes.
And one that can't swim.
Guilty. But I just go, you know, they're yelling right, left. They're all confused. It's fun. I only asserted myself at the very, very, very end.
Because
it's the end of the trip, and we got to get back onto shore. Otherwise, you keep on going down the river, and who knows when the hell you stop. And they're doing something. I don't know what the hell they're commanding with the paddles, but it ain't working. And I'm not having this.
Right.
So I stop the boat.
How?
Because you stick your paddle in and don't row. You just kind of like stick
it. Stinks.
No, it's fun. You just kind of stick it in.
Oh, it's kind of acting like a rudder?
Yes. Even though I'm not in the back, which is how you got it.
Okay.
So people get the idea. I'm like, no, we need to be perpendicular to the shore.
Yes.
As opposed to parallel to the shore.
Right.
So they listen. We go perpendicular. We're finally perpendicular. I go, now row. And we rowed our asses off. That was the only time
you
I started.
Like Washington in that thing, huh?
I most certainly was. It was like we took the show on a raft.
Yeah.
Now,
everyone learns eventually.
Yes.
I had an excellent time. Unfortunately, everybody had an excellent time.
Good.
But there was one girl who was our most experienced.
Okay.
Her time was a little bit more adventurous than the rest of ours.
How so?
At one point, well, we were being stalked. She was being stalked by a bumblebee the whole time, which is weird in the middle of a river, but I guess bees like rafting. Who am I to judge?
Things happen out there.
So she's trying to constantly swat this bumblebee, but my wife says bumblebees don't sting. I don't know if that's true
or
not.
They don't sting.
They do, but they're not aggressive.
Yeah, they're mellow. They just, you know.
All right, I'll take that. I'll make a note of that. They're chilling. Hence the name Doobie. Okay.
Doobie.
Point taken, sir. Yes.
Yes, he was a
pretty
doobie.
Essentially, that's a good call.
So she kept on swatting this bumblebee. She didn't have a problem with a bumblebee.
All right.
Unfortunately, at some point, a wasp made its way down her pants.
No!
And stung her on the ass 5 times. And she's flopping around on the, and also once on the hand.
Oh.
And she's flopping around, revealing her. And there's only so much you could do
it
about
it. It was probably the wasp in a bumblebee costume. Let me get out of this stuff. It stinks stupid.
This big fuzzy yellow and black.
I'm encumbered. I can't do my proper stinging.
Oh, there's a comic in the boat. He's going to laugh like a bastard at
this. Oh, I told him I'd be talking about this. But I feel bad for this girl because she's flopping at my feet.
Wait, you said that she was flopping and what? Was she like pulling down her pants and trying to get
it? Yes, because now she's like on the belly rolling around in the raft.
How old was this girl?
Probably in her early 30s.
What did she look like?
It doesn't matter, Joe.
Yes, it does. Her pants are down. He wants to know.
Her man was there.
I don't care who was there.
I thought you were going to say her manhood something. I was all scared.
Listen, I was not looking at the ass. The ass was presented towards me.
Right. Well, what does she look like? Was a nice ass.
I don't know. She might be listening. I don't want to objectify a person who I had an experience.
You didn't say her name.
Yeah, but if she's listening, if I say the wrong thing, she's going to be insulted. Then I get an
ass. You know her?
Nice ass is never the wrong thing to say.
What, did you hand out show cards in the boat?
But see, nice ass is all subjective. For a brother, maybe the best ass.
Told everybody on that raft that he has a radio show. He had to.
Oh, he must have.
Well, after the second event happened. But let me get through the first event.
Right. That's why he's like so mum's the word.
Well, yes, yeah. Of course. If I hadn't mentioned that, sure. I don't want people stalking me writing angry things besides the ones who already do. God knows Ghana's taking a damn vacation on the website. Ghana, I put it on Facebook. I wish our American fans would spend as much time on our website. Actually, this was on my personal site, which still has our radio stuff and everything.
Yeah.
Just a gay old time on our website.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, they're looking up gay stuff and they found that was something
different. That was something different. Somebody looked up gay Ustream in Macedonia and found us. Joe, I guess you were licking your lips on the last live from the conference.
A storm.
I just said the gay maker strikes again.
That was funny. I like that.
Tom says he was hoping somebody got walloped with an oar on the
Hold on.
I'll kill the wasp.
Hold your horses there, Tom.
So she's flopping around, trying to pull down her pants.
Yeah.
And really what you should do is jump in the water.
Yeah.
But you don't think that.
But you know
what? The whole time you want to stay on the boat.
But you're in rapids.
Yes.
That's not really a good choice.
Yeah, no.
It's like you're in the pool, you know? Like get a bit in the ass by a wasp or smash against these rocks full throttle. Mm.
So finally, after doing his damage, the wasp flew away. I'm sure with a great story to tell everybody about.
Oh, he's probably on his little wasp show. This is stupid. But what did the ass look like? Shh, she might be listening.
In all fairness, the wasp had a much longer look and more intimate experience than I did with the ass.
It
is the wasp story to tell. I tried to get the wasp on our show. He wouldn't talk to me.
That's like
as much as you wanted to, maybe. You didn't bite that ass.
No, I did not.
It was like a quick story. I was at Taco Bell getting some things, and there's a strip joint behind it, and one of the dancers was in there.
Because you want strippers that have just been eating Taco Bell.
Well, yeah, true.
You don't want to be in the danger zone in front of them.
Why does it look like bean burritos after that lap dance in my lap?
Yeah, I know. But one of the dancers, and she was like, oh, holy smoke. But she was talking to her friend. She goes, yeah, a mosquito bit me in the ass last night. You know that mosquito is back at the sump going, smell my beak. Smell my beak.
That's funny.
But anyway,
smells like Bambi.
Yeah.
So we get past this thing. We have our lunch. Everything's nice. We're going down the rapids again. Rapids are getting a little rougher and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're noticing how other boats are getting stuck on the rocks.
Oh.
Stuck, which is not a place you want to be. So all our attention is focused on that.
Sure.
When we lost this poor girl.
What?
She was the one who fell overboard.
Of course.
She went back first. I tried to get her.
It wasn't like she was having a bad enough day.
She's the one.
Now, she fell over while she was getting stung in the ass?
No, this was separate.
This is separate.
Separate, after she got over the ass predicament.
What did you bring with you, Lucy?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick!
Luce got stung in the ass. What is Lucy for that?
Oh, Ricky!
Davin! What's Davin? Mito que quieres espira, Davin!
So, yeah, we tried to get her. We tried, and then she's trying to reach for us, and you see her face as she's going over and everything, like right on the rock and everything.
Right on the rock?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we tried to get her back, but we couldn't. But another
you stranded her on the rock?
No, we were going too fast, and we're all looking at her like, oh, crap, we're in rapids. We should probably focus before we all wind up in the water again.
Oh, my God.
So, and again, this wasn't my girlfriend. So. But fortunately, another boat picked her up. Another boat got her.
That's funny.
And then we met up with
God. Thank God it would have ruined everybody's day.
But then we met up with her, like in the calmer part of the water.
You bastards!
No, she was cool. Really cool girl. Yeah, we got her back. But the Taco Bell story made me think of something that I did not want to share because it's just gross and embarrassing. But this is the forum for it.
You shit yourself.
This is.
I did not.
These are things we look forward to all week. Please. Please share.
So me and the missus went to the Chinese buffet on Sunday before we picked up the kid, because we go gourmet.
You didn't ask her if she liked wasabi casually, did you? That's how he wound up getting that for me, because when we were eating, he goes, you like wasabi? Oh, I really don't like it. Oh, well, really? Oh. Is that a fact?
So I get up, and I'm walking past some tables. Right. And unfortunately, a loud fart snuck out.
Was this due to your tum-tum?
If I would have known, I would have sucked it back in like you can with
a loud fart. A loud fart never sneaks. A loud fart. A loud fart makes an entrance like a gay pride float. I'm a fart. Here I am. Smell me.
Stampeded out.
I was walking. The motion of walking.
It's the fabulous fart. Here I am. What smell? What smell? It's me, Wang. Fabulous fart.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. When you when that happens, yes, you kind of think that you're in your own little bubble and nobody else hears. That's what you're going with. So you just go along.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You're not going to stop and linger. That's the last thing you get.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You go on and think, you know what? Nobody heard. No harm. No foul.
Oh, foul.
You have
most
to,
foul.
You have to take a proactive stance, because I blew one out when I was at the gym.
Which, by the way, the gym always induces farts. It's not your fault.
That's true, but I'm like, what do I do? I'm going to take a stance like, yeah, it was a fart. Damn right it was.
It was mine.
That's the gym. It already smells. People are eating.
That's true.
There's food on the table, Joe. I mean,
and a cloud over above.
Their heads are at ass level. Oh.
Yes, that's exactly true.
Oh, I could just see. You like another Pepsi? Oh, fart!
I thought I was in the clear. A few hours after the meal, the wife brings it to my attention that she heard it, and everybody else heard it too.
How far away was she at this point, though?
She was just like the table in front. So I was like, you know, she was like at ground zero. Maybe she's on the outer edges.
I need you to go to Temple on Saturday. And you go to Temple, and you sit with the rabbi, and you go, I want to thank God that stupid was not in that restaurant that day.
Oh, yes, really.
And my wife, oh,
my God. I would not.
Because you know.
Oh, you'd be laughing your ass off.
Oh, yeah.
But now, one more thing about the Chinese restaurant, and then we'll move on to other things. My wife goes, the food must be good today. There's a lot of Asians eating here, which a lot of people would say.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's not true, because I go, well, you know what? A lot of black people eat at Popeyes, and nobody would call that fine dining.
Well, no, but usually, you know.
It's true.
But that's true, but still in an ethnic neighborhood sometimes.
It's not an ethnic neighborhood. It's Bergenfield.
I know.
It's an ethnic, it's Indian. I've seen you at that buffet. We've met at that buffet.
But all the Asian people know the best buffet.
Do all the black people know the best fried chicken? No, they go where they are.
Well, you know.
I guess. I don't
know. The buffet's fine.
The buffet's fine. It's not high class.
Clearly not if I'm cutting them loose while you're dying. All
right, everybody in the El Camino, stupid's cutting farts.
I want to be in my own isolation booth when I eat there from now on.
Oh.
I wasn't going to share that.
You shared it with them.
That was gold. You might have.
Best of Joe?
Gold, yes.
The best of Davin's ass.
That wasn't gold. That was green.
That was green.
So you came in, Joe, all excited. Something happened to you on your journey?
I most certainly did. I got a damn ticket.
You don't have the radar detector yet.
Wasn't the radar detector.
You were texting.
No.
No.
You couldn't text. You left your phone at home.
No, I actually had it. I just was in a different pocket of my...
You're a bigger dummy than you thought you were this morning.
I was more stupid. I'm coming down the road. I didn't go through town. I took the other road. And you know when you come up to that T?
Yeah.
You have to make a right. I stopped, and I made a right. There's a cop up the road, and I'm going up the road. I'm doing like 20 miles an hour. He puts on the cherries, and pull over.
Maybe he's a fan.
No. No, he's not.
By the way, I heard on the best of your pal bitching about a ticket. So
apropos. Oh, yeah. So he pulls me over, and he goes, you did not come to a stop at the intersection. I go, officer, with all due respect, I go, how could I not go to the intersection and not stop?
What are you, right, a Duke boy?
That's what I didn't say that, but yeah. I go, that's impossible to do.
Right.
Well, okay. So he goes in the car. And now, you know, you've all walked from a ticket, so you know when he's in there for a while.
It's not good.
You know, he's not checking his...
Do you have a clean record?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That usually works in your favor in this type of circumstance.
Right. I have a clean record. So I go, gee whiz, he's not... I don't know if he's on Facebook talking with his friends or something like that.
Hey, stop stealing my act.
Oh, that's what you... yeah,
I'm glad it could work. I'm glad my act could work into your chit-chat on the show, Stephen.
So then
thing you know, you're going to talk about Jews and black people and offend everybody.
But the whole thing, I got pissed off because I did not go through town because I like...
So he's writing you the ticket.
He's writing me the ticket.
Okay.
So while I'm sitting in the car, before I came that way, you have a choice to go through the smaller town.
You're talking about Sugarloaf.
Sugarloaf. So I said to myself, I go, I like going this way. It's the same exact time because I've always seen how it's the same exact time. But I go, you don't have to go through Sugarloaf and you don't have to deal with cops. If the cop is hanging out and stuff like that.
Now, when we're going home, you go that way through Sugarloaf, and I always go the way that you're going.
No, actually, I take the other
way.
Do
you now?
Yeah, I do.
Because we don't leave it exactly the same.
If you've gotten a ticket, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. Go on, Joe.
So, he came back to the car, and he was very polite.
Of course he is, because he's about to screw you.
I know. Yeah. He put my insurance card away and my license and stuff like that, and then he gave me a ticket saying I had the failure to stop at a stop sign. And in the town, and you know, and he told me everything.
It?
Yeah, you're damn right I am.
You didn't show me your boobs?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
That's my
right.
act, too.
So,
is it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Glad my act has influenced you.
No,
people.
That's my life.
And he asked me, do you know why I pulled you over? But anyway.
huddle.
That's the routine. So I told him, I go, he goes, if you want to challenge the ticket here, I go, with all due respect, I go, we're going to have to meet.
We're going to have to meet.
We're gonna have to meet. He goes, well,
did you tell him about the show where he could listen about it?
I didn't want to go to jail.
I want to tune into the den tonight. All
of course. Yeah.
So I told him, he goes, well, you know, that's what the judge is for. I go, no, I agree. So he got the ticket. He goes, well, do you have any questions?
Why are you a douchebag?
But I go, where were you exactly? I want to know exactly where you were. Were you over here or were you by where that, you know, where that red barn is, by the red barn? He goes, I was by the red barn.
Yeah, so that's how far away we are from civilization.
So what you need to do,
barn.
What you need to do is at some point go by that red barn and see if
take
you could
a picture. I'm taking
and
a picture.
And see if he could see you.
You take a picture of that. When I'm going to court, is number one, I'm telling the judge, number one, in the law, number one, it's number one. Sorry. Well, I'm gesticulating with this hand, and my other hand was caught under his. I can go to gesticulate. Usually the hand. Anyway,
hey, you stop gesticulating while we're doing a show, buddy.
So anyway,
wow.
I have to come back, and I will take a picture of where the officer was sitting.
Yes.
I will also tell the judge, Your Honor, it's impossible not to stop at this intersection.
Yeah.
I go, and also, from the vantage point the officer
you know what you had, should. You know what you should also do? Go back there tonight, take pictures of the road. Because if you were to just, like, not stop, your tires are probably screeching. You'd probably leave a little bit of rubber on the road.
Yeah.
So you should go back tonight and take some pictures with your...
Well, I got to do it in the daytime. I might do it when I come up next week.
Don't you have a flash?
It wouldn't work.
It's tough.
You want to borrow one of our cameras and come back?
Maybe in a couple minutes. Yeah, maybe I'll do
that. Well, no, not in a couple minutes. We're still going to be doing a show, Joe.
Well, what do you mean, then?
After the show.
It'll be dark.
But we have a regular camera.
I have a camera.
No, you're not leaving the show to do this.
No, but it's going to be dark.
I was under the impression that you said that, which I thought was odd. No, I understand. I agree with you.
Well, it's a joke. If you want to leave the show to take a picture, go ahead.
No, I don't. I don't think it's... No, I
no,
never...
Show the judge this black picture.
No,
see, I don't think you can see me.
I will have to do it the next time I come up.
But then you won't be able to take pictures of the pavement the next time you come up because those marks will be gone.
Well, I didn't screech.
That's my point. If you were to take that turn without stopping, then your tires would probably leave rubber because you'd be taking it so fast. You have to stop to make that type of turn.
But it's, you know what, though? That turn, though, it's so evident that you have to stop to do that turn. So my whole thing is I'm showing the judge that intersection.
Yeah.
I'm also showing the officer's vantage point.
His vantage point.
You know, where you can't make a proper assessment from there.
I don't know if...
They're going to talk it down. You'll get something. You'll get a steeper fine with no points.
Probably, but at least I'm not going to just sit there and go, because that's the whole thing. I mean, when I go to Nassau County, well, I told the story of Nassau County, well, it's like going to Atlantic City. You know,
no, where is this, Chester?
Yeah.
Me and the missus have been to that court. But again,
I got a ticket from Chester, too.
It's a show rite of passage. Again,
it is.
It's not just for speeding tickets. Radar detector, radar detector.
Now, it's, and the funny thing is that he got me claiming I did not stop for a stop sign. He hasn't seen
No, was there a stop sign?
Yeah, there's a stop sign there, which I stopped. You have to stop. You can't turn unless you stop. It's impossible
really
at that intersection. You can't do it. So basically, he didn't see my whole trip doing 90, weaving in and out of traffic. You know, that's like robbing a bank and killing three people and getting busted for jaywalking.
Yeah, I know.
I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
Trucker Tom, by the way, our resident expert on tire marks, says tire marks don't disappear in a week, Davin.
Right, but
and
well,
he would know.
Well,
the
they
man
well,
of the road,
depending how deep they are, Tom.
It was a Pontiac
what are you?
Tempest
what are you, Marissa
tractor.
Tomei? This isn't my.
I just got there at the same time. It was a Pontiac Tempest with posi traction.
Yeah. Listen, Tom, you're a very handsome man, but you're no Marissa Tomei, all right?
I know Mr. Currier's father from a youth. But
well, the funny thing is, and this is not really funny.
I think it's all funny.
But
you pay the fine.
I'm coming because I'm running late, too. I'm driving like an animal to get up, up to get here on time. I make that turn, and I see the cop lights, and I'm like, oh, no. Poor bastard. And then I get up to the stop sign just past that because the cop let him go. And I see what kind of car it is. And I look in the rear view and I'm like, wait, that's my bastard.
That's my poor bastard. He's the poorest and the bastard in this of them all.
That's my poor bastard. And he sees me and he waves. And I was like, oh, God.
And the funny thing was on a trip up.
He
waves.
Yeah.
The funny thing is when you're going to drive, you think about all sorts of things. So I was thinking, at this point in time, I got to pay my mortgage in a couple of days, and I'm starting to think my bills, where my bills are. And I have to pay a red light ticket, one of those camera light tickets that I got. And the funny thing is, I mean, you look at a camera light ticket, you're like, I never did that. And then you look at it and like, ooh, boy.
See, yes, you did.
That's why you have to get the newer model Magellans, the upper ones like I have, which tell you red light camera ahead.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I am all outfitted. I got it all going on.
K-Band. K-Band.
That's the radar detector.
K-Band.
The GPS is blabbing on and on about red. That's not a stoplight I'm going to run.
You call Davin on the road. It sounds like nine people are in the car giving him information.
Are those the voices? Well, you know what? But I'm prepared.
I understand.
That's why I can speed and take chances.
But the thing is, I speed and take chances, and so I don't get caught.
Apparently you do, Joe.
Listen, hear me.
We got a red light cat.
Well, on that one, yeah. But it's not speeding, you know?
But there's all sorts of things they can get you for. Oh. You need to know where they are. Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah, you do.
That's the beauty of
it. I mean,
there
was a time I got a ticket on my birthday.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I understand that. Yeah, so. Yeah.
I got a ticket. I got out of a ticket on my birthday. In Sugarloaf, which is run by Chester, of course, speeding through that little stupid town. Yeah. I hate that town. Yeah. Artisans and cops.
I just don't like that it's...
What's going
what
on?
Is going
I think the
on?
Elephants are above.
Holy
My God,
smokes.
It sounded like the circus was in town.
Sounds like a Disney World Resort sinkhole is about to open up.
Wow.
All right, Joe, get it as you need it.
I got two tickets when we went into
paradise.
There we go.
I got two tickets the same night. Because the bastards came by, and I didn't even realize this, but my inspection sticker was overdue.
Right.
Bastards came by, gave me a ticket for an overdue inspection sticker. Then, just as soon as the sign, which I didn't notice, said, after a certain hour, you're not allowed to park there, as soon as it turned into you're not allowed to park there, I got a second ticket for parking there in the wrong spot.
Where were you?
So I came back, and I was in the city.
Yeah. Where else would you be?
And
New York, where it looks like you could park and you don't trust the sign.
Yeah, or if you get right.
You got like triple parking, you got to check out the other people.
You
like
need a lawyer to come with you and read the sign.
You do, there was so much
like,
going
you get
on.
A spot, you can't believe you got a spot.
Exactly,
this day.
Yeah. No, yeah. God, holy smokes.
I'd be more likely to believe that I won like Powerball and $300 million than I am to believe I got a good parking spot in the city. It's happened to me.
And I've misinterpreted signs. So,
well, they're in English.
Mr. Helix and I sit there and go, well, does that mean that you're supposed to be over there? Or does that mean that it's only on Thursdays? Or wait, is this,
it's confusing.
Does that curb look yellow to you? I mean.
And the whole thing, and not only getting a ticket, being towed. I never got towed in the city, but there was one night.
I did.
Did you?
Working a club.
Sucked.
Oh, man. I had I went to go see Joe Cumier in the city play. He plays, guitar player, stuff like that. I went to see him, and I get to the club. And his car just got towed. And he goes, I go, man, that sucks. I go, look, Joe, you got to do a gig. I'll go figure out where the car is and this, that, and the other thing. I drove all over the city. I finally went to the impound yard. And then I go in the inbound, waiting online and stuff like that to find about the car. And then the guy goes, well, he's got to pay. He's got a ticket and an insurance and this, that, and the other thing, blah, blah, blah. So I went back and I said, look, this, you know, and he goes, all right, I'll just stay. I'll call Ant and see if I could get a, you know, book me a place in the city and stay there. But that, but just when I went, and I wasn't even involved, and they treated me like garbage and stuff
Maybe
like that.
Maybe they heard you.
Yeah,
on the show. Maybe they're aware of your work.
I know, exactly.
Don't sell them short, show.
I know, and then they tried to charge me $2,000 for headshots. And then
before we move on, is there anything else?
Yes.
All right.
Race Odyssey returned on Sunday.
Returned like somebody had the CD and said, enough, we're returning it?
Yeah, no. No, we had our first gig back in 3 years.
Yay! That's awesome.
And it was really good. We had a great
Race Odyssey,
time.
The band formerly known as McClinton.
Yeah.
Joe was telling me about this, and I asked Joe if they'd be touring like these bands like Great White do, with there's like two versions of McClinton now.
Yeah.
The one
right.
with the lead singer and the one with all the bands.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well,
right.
This is the people that left the sinking ship of McClinton. And
I don't know if the ship's sinking. We don't know that.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, anytime Joe's not a part of it, you got to think there's a chance of success.
No.
If history dictates.
But I tell you, we are so happy to be off that ship.
You guys all went shopping to Mandy's together with Johnny Race?
Soon.
Yay!
We're doing headshots soon, so yeah, we'll be off to Mandy's. But we had a great time playing. I actually wrote an original, one of the best songs I ever wrote.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, I'll play it for you. But
cool.
Look forward to hearing that.
Yeah, but wrote that. We wound up picking a bass player up and a drummer. So we're going.
Were they hanging out in the corner?
No, Johnny's friends.
I know. Were they saying, "Hey, you want to have a party?"
No, not.
But show you a little bit of a drumstick. Ooh,
not at the gig. But you know what? I tell you, when I do stand up, I am not. I really don't have an attitude when I do stand up. Very, you know, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
When I play, I am such a priss. We're trying to go on, and everybody gets mic'd up. They're trying to mic up my keyboard amp, which is big enough, and we're waiting. And there's a chance that we might cut a song. And I'm like, just go, just play, let's go.
Yeah.
So I said that, and I kind of felt bad after I said it, because Randy Jackson, who's kind enough to have us, Randy Jackson from Zebra, I kind of said it to him, and I hope he didn't take it the wrong way. You know, or not the guy that was helping Randy. And I'm like, I hope this guy doesn't have an attitude, but I just thought they were going to cut a song on us.
Right.
You know, and...
well, you know how you know, every place gets really uptight when it seems like you're taking too much time to set up.
That's how I felt, because basically there was a band that opened for us. I don't remember the name. They were really, really good. They had a girl singer, and she was phenomenal. She was really good. So they played a great set. We had an enjoyable time. So we get up there. And we get set up, and I get the keyboards. I mean, with regular drums and stuff like that, it's not a problem. But basically, it was just acoustic guitars, you know.
Okay.
So the keys are the ones taking everything, you know, the longest time to set up. So
right.
I get the keys set up, and I'm ready to go, you know. And I felt bad, because sometimes I go, gee whiz, I hope I didn't, you know, hope it didn't come off like an asshole. I think I did. So I was sweet as pie the rest of the day. I'm like, thank you so much for having it. Because I felt, you know, once we got rolling, I felt that was.
You know what? Everybody has their thing about performing, you know. Like, there's a moment where you're just, I mean, there were times when in acting, you know, when you're trying to get your thoughts together and you're trying to remember, okay, what's my first line so that it starts from there, and you're trying to just get in the mood and center yourself, and there's always somebody's got to yap at you at that moment.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you try to say as nicely as possible, I just need a moment now.
That's what green rooms are invented for, where nobody's supposed to talk to you until
it's right. But the difference is that when you're a comic and you're in a green room, usually when you're at a gig, you're setting up, people are in the way, people are talking,
they're
trying
everywhere.
To get your stuff on stage. You know, then some other dude talks to you, you know, that you knew from 9 years ago, and you're trying to set up. Meanwhile, you're trying to get your levels. Now, as the keyboard player, the whole band gets their sound check. Now you're the last guy to get a sound check. Everybody's waiting to go. And like I said, when it comes to stand-up, I'm a very nice guy. You know, I don't care, whatever, it's cool, blah, blah, blah. When it comes to the band, and I'm getting ready to play, I turn into a honey bunch. I get very cantankerous.
You have your little crinolines
like
and your Mary Janes.
Everything has got to be just perfect for I'm ready to roll. Or if I feel something's taking time that's working against us where we could be cut a song,
right?
I'm not very pleasant. So I felt bad. I think I snapped a little snippy. On my part, so I felt a little bad. So I was sweet as pie the rest of the gig.
This is such a weird Joe.
I know, but you know what? A little snap from Joe
goes a long way.
Yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need.
A little snack is like, a lot of crust.
Well, all right, get the shorter out.
Well, Johnny shot me a look, so I told John, you know, I explained to John. I go, John, I hope I didn't come off. And I explained to Chris, and Chris goes, well, if you thought you felt we were going to get cut a song, you did the right thing. And I go, okay, that was my judgment, my natural judgment at the time. But I felt kind of,
Chris is a sweetheart.
Oh, he's a great guy. Great
Love
guy.
Him.
And he's turning into a very big Traffic fan.
Really?
Yes, and I told him that you're a big Traffic fan.
Did you tell him to play in it like you would to me? Pip, anything with you?
No, and really, my excitement for the whole week was seeing poor Joe getting be released from the police's clutches and realizing that it was my poor bastard.
Yes. And you didn't call me?
No, we were just right down the road.
I know. I would have gotten on the bike and hopped on over. Take the pictures. That would be great for the website. Don't cheat the fans.
Oh, yeah, but dumbbell over there. You know, I think there's drugs in the car.
Oh, yeah, right.
He hides them under the seat. You're going to have to rip out the upholstery. He's pretty good.
You know, Joe, it's a good idea.
I didn't realize what was happening until we were already past the cop.
Oh, you should have totally taken a picture.
Oh, I didn't
ask
know.
Ask the cop and Joe to pose with Joe holding the ticket.
I almost took a picture. I posted it with the lights in the background going, uh-oh.
Yeah, that would be great as you were driving down the road and taking that picture and posting.
But this guy was
got another 5-point ticket.
Right.
The guy must watch Dragnet reruns. This guy was so by the book. If I even saw me with a camera, he probably would have given me. Being an asshole without a license
They're
or something
not
like that.
For their sense of humor, the Chester
no,
boys.
No, this guy was. This guy
and
was
I'm
by
just
the
kidding
book.
About that. You're wonderful, wonderful people on my way home. Yeah. Chester Police Department.
And let me tell you something, man. Thank God I was polite and nice, and I do what they tell you. I made sure my key.
Put your hands on tenant two.
Tenant two, keys on the dashboard. Yep.
Thank God. You got a ticket anyway. You could have been a douche. You were still getting the same ticket.
Yeah.
Did you say thank you after he gave you the ticket?
Yeah.
Why? That's my pet peeve. Why? It's not thank you. Excuse my language.
Eat me
would
have led to another ticket.
It's fuck you very much, officer. Not thank you very much.
You want to know something? You know why?
You thank somebody after they do something good and pleasant for
you. But
you've taken thank you away.
You want to know why? Because if I petition the ticket, he's going to have to come in. Now, if I was polite, maybe he felt like he had to get a quota of tickets.
I'm not bemoaning politeness. I'm not bemoaning politeness. Okay. I get it. You should be polite. I'm bemoaning the thank you. I have stopped the thank you post-ticket.
It's your last chance to get it, because if you show
my last chance for what? I already got the ticket in my hand. The damage is done.
No, it's not.
But if you're going to get a court.
Because for some reason, if you're going to court.
You think he's going to remember your thank you?
You want to know something? If he
you think the judge cares about your thank you?
You want to know something? If he remembers you were polite, you
You were polite.
You made him feel, hear me out. If he feels that you made him feel you were polite, you respected his safety by having the keys on the dashboard and stuff like that.
I'm not saying don't do that stuff.
Maybe he won't come in that day.
Yeah.
He's got other people, Stu, but it's not just you. You think his whole day is planning around your ticket?
It might not be, though.
There might be a light court.
In these small towns, they're living for tickets.
Sometimes they are, sometimes they're
not. But listen, I agree with the politeness. Just no longer thank you. That's my thing. I'm not thanking for tickets anymore.
Well, maybe you said have a good day. But
you could say have a nice day. And under your breath goes, because I'm not having one. You could say that, and I've done that.
Hey, listen, I got pulled over one time. I was going to the beach, and the cop that pulled me over on the beach, he kind of was like, he pulls me over. You're supposed to do 30. I think it was doing like 34, something like that. He goes, you were speeding. I go,
really?
Sorry, I was within the speed limit. He looks at me and goes, you call me a liar? And I looked at my wife. I go, is this guy a nut or whatever? And I mentioned that to a couple of cops I know.
Yeah.
And I told him what he said. He goes, he said that? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh, boy. Ooh. So I had to go to court.
The response is, are you calling me a liar?
Well, then it's when the cops
You're looking at me?
But I'm like, no, I'm just. So I went to court that day, and I'm in court. He never showed up.
Yeah.
And I showed him, and the cop dismissed the ticket.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, the judge did.
The judge dismissed the ticket.
All right. Let's get a little curmudgeonly philosophy.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
Before we do that, I just got to say, I just listened to it now, and Joe's going to know who I'm talking about. Again, inside comedy. When you recorded that, your voice sounds like the disgruntled clown. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like the disgruntled clown.
Don't get me started with him. I've been a I was a roadie for 30 years. Tells me I don't know how to load a truck.
He clearly he doesn't realize a slacky when he sees one. Afterwards I pulled him aside. I go, no, you don't know. He hauls shit all the time. If you need stuff moved, Joe's your man. Don't worry, he's got it.
How does he get off? But anyway.
That's what Joe gets upset. That's what Joe gets upset about.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. He's the disgruntled clown.
Well, Joe's a disgruntled clown, too.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking you're disgruntled more than the disgruntled clown.
Well, the clown just has a getup. All right, Pip, lay it on us.
Okay. The one that where it was all born from. No matter where the cat throws up, you'll only find it with your bare feet.
I agree with that. It is amazing, and it's always cold vomit.
No,
that's true. You can get it hot and steamy. Hot and steaming vomit.
Oh, my friend used to call that hot lunch.
Hot lunch?
Because the dog would go and find it.
Well, that kind of disagree. So the dog can find it.
Yes, but the humans step. Bush, slide, ow!
There's no worse feeling in the middle of the night. It's 4 a.m. Everybody's sleeping.
Yes.
And you know, somewhere,
it's there.
A cat is puking.
Oh, yeah.
And now, this problem is twofold.
Yes.
The problem is twofold. Because initially, now the cat wants to come back and snuggle. You don't want to snuggle with vomit face. You know, you don't want to snuggle when your girl blows you. You don't want to snuggle when the cat vomits.
You were going to say that.
You don't want to snuggle when your man farts. There are times.
Especially in a restaurant.
Exactly.
But anyway.
Exactly. Because other people will see you with the farter man.
Yes. So, and my cats are licky cats. So the last thing you want is a lick after a vomit.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
So you got to deal with that by pushing the cat away, and then the cat thinks you're a bad person.
Oh, yeah, because they have no
moron.
Idea.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, hey, I was just sick. I was just throwing up, and you're pushing me away?
Exactly.
Cuddle me.
The cat is thinking,
me.
The cat is thinking, you know what, when you vomit, when you come in 2 a.m. and you're all hungover, with your hugging the bowl, I'm there nuzzling against you. Well, you know what? I got into the catnip, and now I licked Fluffy over there, and she didn't taste good, and now I vomited. Now I need some love. What about me? We're a family.
And we've all stepped in it. We've all had pets. We've all stepped in it. We all know what it is.
Hold on. The second part of that is, so you deal with the semi-conscious cat hearing it and then nuzzling with you.
Yes.
In the middle of the night. You wake up 3-4 hours later.
Yep.
With the cat right against your face.
Yeah, because you fall asleep and he's not doing it.
Exactly. You've forgotten. Was it all a dream? Was I dreaming about cat vomit?
Who's good kitty? Whose tail?
You get out of your bedroom. You get out of your hall. You walk down the stairs. You're just going to start your day.
Right.
Get your morning coffee. Wake up. You still got the fog and haze of sleep. Then squish. Yeah. You're awake.
And so awake. And it's so mad.
And that now
Joe wakes up.
Yeah. Exactly. God damn it, cat puke.
And when you step in it, the first thing that runs through your mind is euthanasia.
But here's the problem now. Now you're on the stairs. You can't walk down the stairs because you're going to smush in more vomit.
You got to hop foot down the stairs.
You got to hip it.
Not try to break your neck doing it.
And there's the family and the other cat looking at you like, you're the asshole.
Yeah. They're all going, really?
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 Really? Hoppy.
Didn't you hear what happened?
The cat threw up. Really? Really?
I knew not to step in it.
You really? No, me really. You really.
It's so true.
And then he looks at everybody else, good luck, this guy.
But as somebody pointed out to me, when I told this to them, they said, and you have it times 6. I'm like, boy, howdy. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have it.
Boy, howdy.
Cream Magazine.
Everywhere. What? Yeah.
Cream Magazine.
Boy, howdy.
Generation Gap Man.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was like the name of a gay porn star. Boy, howdy.
Could be.
Could have been. But you do. It's everywhere. We find little surprises. All over
it's not really
house.
A surprise. You kind of expect
it. Yeah, it is.
Oh, no, there's surprises.
Yes, it is.
Who puked in mommy's
You weren't expecting it.
I'll never forget the time that my cat sat on a chair, right poised, right over my purse, which happened to, unfortunately, be open. Hick, hick. I was like, no! And I get there right in time to watch wah! Right into my purse and on everything in it. I mean, she could not.
That's
see
got
how
to be one of the funniest things I've ever heard. That has got to
boy,
be
howdy it was.
One of the funniest things. I wish I would have needed therapy to get over the giggles after watching that. I'd have to show me grandma in the casket. to bum me out after that. And that might not work.
I mean, I was pissed, but it was really funny because it was just like, how did a little cat have that much vomit? Where did you store it? Do you have a fake leg? Where is
Kitty was sick.
Where did it all come from? Well, and then they look up at you really cute and they're like, well.
No, that doesn't work.
No, not at that moment. No, bullshit.
No, not
a couple of times a month, I'll be woken up.
And that's your wife.
Yeah, exactly. She realized what she was sleeping next to.
Only wised up.
Finally got a look.
And I look up. Where's that coming from? It's the cat on the edge of the bed. In the middle of the night, you do not want vomit in that bed. So that cat, who you love very much, who is a part of the family, yes. This is the separation between human being
yes.
and feline. Right. Human being, you deal with the potential, you rush to get a garbage pail.
Right.
You know, for the human, you hope you get the garbage pail for the human to puke in.
Yes.
Cat gets launched. Cat gets...
That's true. You never, that is
so true. So true. Get him off of there. Get out. Somebody's going to go, get him a pail. Get him a pail. Be cool. Get him a pail. You don't do that with a cat. It's like, get off of here, man.
No way.
That's where
put him out, man. Put him out now, man.
That's
out.
Where the law of the jungle, the hierarchy of the house, the cat gets shoved, and the cat is pissed. But you're like, whew, at least I don't have to change my sheets at 3 a.m.
Yeah, just say, meow, exactly. Get out, man. Get out now.
You know, and at that point, you're like, you know what? I'll take puke on the bedroom floor. I don't want it in the bed.
Because
the bed needs to be dealt with.
Sleep now.
Yes. Puke on the floor. We'll deal with it
and
later.
I'm up.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You've got to clean it now. Why?
Right.
You need to go back to sleep.
Because you can't roll around in it unless you're a hog.
The wife
walked
into the studio as we're talking about cat puke.
Ooh, cat puke.
Unless you're a hog. Oh, boy, vomit.
I will explain to my wife. Pip, explain to my wife, and then maybe she wants to comment on this. Give me one more time the Pip Healer's curmudgeonly philosophy, because we've been talking about this. I think she can relate as well.
Okay, I just have to see it so that I can say it exactly the way I said it. Okay. No matter where the cat throws up, you'll only find it with your bare feet.
She crinkled her nose and said, ew.
You've been there,
she's
too.
Like,
We've all been there.
So
that was the first That was the first time I got past all the stupid pictures of cats on Pip's page and saw that post. I'm like, you know what? This is funny. You should bring this to the show. Because that one was so dead on.
Oh, everybody, if you got a pet or a cat.
Then you know. And people were really responding like, oh, my God, that's so true. And my friend who knows this is like, you times six. Mr. Hilks is like, yes.
Well, I'll explain to my wife. I was explaining to Joe and Pip that that's the one, like, even though your cat is a member of the family, when you hear the cat puking on the bed, there's the separation between feline and human. Because if it's a human, you rush to get the person a bucket for them to puke it. If it's a cat, it's getting launched.
Yeah.
Well, cats have hang time. That's nice. It's really about bed preservation. You love your cat. You'll spend thousands of dollars to save your cat, but not on that thread count. That's 800
but
thread
counts.
But
that's count. Also a lesson to the cat that knows if it tries to hop up or puke anywhere, it's going to get a foot in the ass.
But the cat doesn't learn, Joe. The cat always wants to puke on the bed because he's in the bed.
You know, I used to follow my cat around when he...
Because you're a kitty stalker.
Come here, kitty, kitty.
Come here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty.
No, I used to
think I just creeped myself out.
I had
one cat that was, like, really pukalicious. And I used to follow... That was
his
name.
Cartoon name, Pukalicious.
You will never see that on a menu.
You will never see that at a theme park on a keychain for you to buy.
You're pukalicious.
My cat is too pukalicious for your
baby. Cat talk with Pippi Alex.
The cat lady.
I don't think you're ready for this kitty.
Yeah.
So okay. I had a cat that used to throw up a lot. I
saw you naked, did it?
Wait. That's personal, and you said you wouldn't tell.
Sorry, what? You think Joe's the only one who gets to OA take shots at?
What, you think Joe's the only one who pukes when he sees me naked? That's where I thought you were going. And
pictures will be up next week.
And the answer is no, he's not.
DavinStan.com, folks.
So I used to try, I'd hear the hick, hick, hick starting, and I'd grab like a magazine or something to shove under the cat, because they would always do it on some surface that takes an inordinate amount of time to clean.
Like a shag rug.
Yes! Yes, the little bastard would run off the linoleum and head for under the coffee table.
If you're gonna have have cat puke, you're hoping for linoleum.
You do,
because that's easy cleanup.
They don't go to the tile or the linoleum. Now it's always on the rug.
There's certain puke I will pick up because I can handle it.
Yeah.
And then there's certain puke that I know is beyond my limits of cleanliness.
Yes.
What's
like where it just like it's kind of mushed in. Not from stepped on, but like the cat just gave it a little extra gusto to really puke it out. And this is going to be like a spot shot type of thing. And that one we ignore and hope the wife finds.
I'm getting nauseous. I'm getting
Mr. Helix doing this.
I have, you know what? I'm getting nauseous with everything you've fed me. And wasabi, fish juice.
You got the bucket, get the bucket.
Because you got to remember, I don't have cats now, but I had them when I was a kid. You know, a kid. No. We had tons of cats. And I'm bringing flashbacks. You know, I just used to remember, and just hearing my, oh, for Christ's sakes. Joseph, find something. I'm like, what? Well, get something. Put it under the cat. Why don't you do it? Because I'm not near it.
The cat is low to the ground, but when you hear puking, you need to get something lower to the ground.
Yes, and then the cat is like, get pissed off. Just shut your hat. Get and start fighting. Shut up.
You know what? It's fine when it's a furball, but sometimes I don't know what the cat ate, but it smells like sewage.
Yeah.
And the wife throws it in the garbage pail. I don't think vomit goes in the garbage pail. I
no,
know
it
you're cleaning
goes out the house.
No. Well, nobody's getting out of the house at 3 a.m., Joe.
The hell with vomit? Yes, you make the trip to the pail.
Really? You're making the pail trip at 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mummify it with a lot of plastic bags.
That just preserves and keeps it fresh.
Yeah, I know, but it goes
into the
trash.
Stomach of vomit museum?
No.
You're the Indiana Jones of vomit.
First, let's break it
Indiana
down.
Indiana Jones.
First.
You went for an anthropology joke?
Well,
an archaeology joke.
An archaeology joke. Well, yeah, because it's preserved.
Because it's mummified.
Right. So she, like, removes the vomit like a big rock chases
her? No.
Well, because Indiana, she's going in as an event. Am I getting partial credit for the bit?
No.
Not really? I think I should get just a something.
I think you need to flesh it out when you're going to do improv.
In the chat room, I could have got a quarter credit for that. I mean, there was something in there.
Right. I'm sorry, Jack. You get an A for effort.
And the chat room has devolved into conversations about puke and poo of various animals.
Well, I'm glad
it's just a normal night at the den pen.
We've been intellectually stimulating so far. Thank you very much.
Stress disorder. We had vomit to talk about.
Yeah. I had a cat, the same one that used to vomit all the time.
Yeah.
It turned out that she was really, really miserably ill, but nothing.
Living with you.
Yeah.
Buried by things.
She was sick from the time I got her.
Well, there's the clue. Cat was perfectly healthy until you walked into its life.
Went, oh, no.
Maybe she's allergic to you.
No. Well, she's
allergic. Maybe she doesn't
she's dead.
Well, that'll do it.
She's not allergic to anything
cat
anymore.
Cat just killed herself.
Yeah.
She died on her own puke.
She also used to poop outside of the box in the basement, and it was the poop is bad, but this was the rankest, most foul, extraordinary poop.
Not really.
Ever.
This show's really.
You know
evolved.
Why?
But
because
you'd walk
it's
into the
crap.
House. But you'd walk into the house and be like, "Ow!" Because
you know, cats can actually projectile poop.
Can they?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, God.
But when they're sick, they can.
Oh, God.
Because, yeah, you know, yeah, you have the litter, but sometimes they use the wall as a backboard.
Oh.
Which really makes the resale value of a house a problem. You're going to want to get some whitewash.
Kitty, can't you learn to dunk?
Just saying, kids. Just saying. Lessons learned.
Well, you know, you were talking about... Joe, you were talking about...
Joe's hyperventilating.
We're going to flip this house. You know, there's cat crap on the wall.
You need to accentuate the cat. Yeah. Make it the center point of the room.
Frame it.
We might have to take this off at the showing.
Yeah, if somebody died here, that's okay. The cat pooped on the wall. We're out of here.
Gotta go.
I mean, they don't poop high, but they poop wall.
They poop wall.
I mean, it's not like they're jumping, twisting, and pooping. But, you know.
They're not. It's not like
now, extreme a stupid
games
pet trick.
Pooping.
Bring him on Letterman. Have crap on Letterman's desk.
Extreme game pooping. Yeah.
There's more.
No, I just wanted to say to Joe that you were talking about the awful stuff that you've had to eat for the Fat Horse Challenge.
Yeah. I think we have another one. I have a supply of it.
And after I had to eat the nastiest of nasty.
Oh, how'd you go?
Last week.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Save
all
that.
Right, okay. Save
all right.
All
right. All right.
We'll get to the after. That's not this part of
the
show. We'll
okay.
All right.
So, yes, we have the Fat Horse Challenge. I'll play the music, and then we will discuss.
All right.
We will discuss some things. And maybe Joe will think I'm actually have a little bit more heart than he gives me credit for.
Oh.
For a conversation that was happening pre-show.
Really?
Oh.
Yes. Yes. So I will reveal that as soon as I can find the music. Oh, well, look at this. I have something in the MP3's fart stories. I don't think we ever got to it, but I think we just
we had one before.
I think we just did it.
We'll get to
in the Fat Horse Challenge. Dead Varmint Joe Curry's gonna try to lose 30 pounds by April 1st. And he don't think it's gonna be a happening. So watch him gallop up to the scale and see if he can do it. And if he does, yee-haw! And if he don't, these are gonna be consequences. So let's see if he can do it on the Fat Horse Challenge.
Alright, now this week's challenge was brought in by one of our listeners, Trucker Tom. Trucker Tom told me he wanted to think outside the box because outwardly disgusting was not working with Joe Curry. Things that would make the normal person, yeah. Joe's oblivious too. Trucker Tom came up with something that if he gets Joe to puke, he will win fabulous prizes, DVDs, CDs. I put that out there to the fans when we started this. Yeah. If they come up with something that makes you puke, they win prizes. We all win prizes.
Oh, I don't know if that's going to be a prize.
So Trucker Tom came up with a block of Velveeta, a quarter of a block for every half pound Joe does not lose, and he just figured the texture of it and the amount of it would be good.
Quarter of a block?
Yeah.
The whole?
Well, I mean, if Joe only loses, is off by half a pound, it's only a quarter of a block.
Because that is a log, that, baby.
Well, now, here's the thing. Now, I was talking about this with the wife ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And with all due respect, she thought it was a pussy thing. She was not impressed.
I know. Yeah.
So we're brainstorming, and I go, well, you know what? Next week I'm going to do raw onions. Like, I do raw onions all the time. I go, yeah, but we'll do half a raw onion for each half pound Joe doesn't lose.
Ooh.
At the very least, he'll be crying, so that'll be worth something.
So will we.
Exactly.
I've done eating all those onions.
So I go, well, think of something.
Yeah.
She's like brainstorming and everything. She's like, well, what about chicken feet? I go, I can't give it to him raw. We'll cook. I go, he'll like it.
he's making them. Well, yeah.
Well, she's like, well, what about crickets? I go, I'm not making him eat a cricket.
I suggested that, and everybody thought I was an animal, but I mean,
they had recipes on
the internet.
Well, no, well, I was like, I'm not cooking. I'm not killing a cricket. She's like, no, he eats alive or kills it right before.
He eats alive.
No.
I'm not eating alive.
No, I talked about cooking them, not live.
But if you cook it, it's delicious.
Yeah, probably is.
Have you ever had a cooked cricket?
I will not, but I won't eat a lot of things you put in your gullet.
I would eat a cooked cricket.
Really? So
I would.
So
well, if you lie again, right. I'm afraid of the thing, you'll guess what's going to be for dinner.
I am going to be like George Washington.
What about uncooked dead cricket?
No. Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Okay.
No raw insects.
Well, you look at me for my input. Yeah, great.
Yeah,
I want my input. I like, how about filet mignon? Yeah, that, yeah. No.
This is to inspire you, Joe. That's the whole purpose of this. Not to torture you.
Mignon.
To inspire you. Filet mignon. I won't make you gain weight. We don't want to do that. So I guess we're down to a raw onion for the next show.
Well,
because I'm running out of disgusting things.
But
Joe needs to get on a roll.
Raw onion.
I mean, I suggested rabbit pellets, and as I said to my wife, no, not rabbit poop.
Okay, because my eyes just went really big.
I'm not making him eat feces.
Not as big as mine.
I have a heart. I'm not going to make him eat feces.
Thank you.
He eats crow enough.
Okay.
But so, again, we need the fans. Pip, we need you to brainstorm. We need somebody to go into an Asian restaurant or an Indian restaurant. Or not restaurant.
How about this? You take me to a Chinese buffet, and you fart near me.
Done.
You know what? He's going to do that whether you gain weight or lose weight or not.
We're going on the road too much. We can pull it, but bring the cameras.
Can you just imagine those poor people trying to enjoy a meal and stupid comes
somebody
home?
Somebody
walks by. You know, it's bad enough when you walk and somebody's farting.
Why couldn't I do that?
Don't hear it.
Oh, yeah, when you walk into the fart cloud? Yeah.
But to be so disrespected, really, I raped them.
You don't have to just sit there.
Now, in my defense, it's Chinese food, so some of it smells that way anyway.
What's the theme of the show tonight? Funniest damn things I've ever heard between the purse story and the buffet fart story. I really... Makes the ticket worth it.
It's the cost of admission, Joe. You get a ticket every week, there'll be a fart story every week.
Mr. Curry, how do you plead guilty? You hear the fart story?
Well, the comedy doesn't have to end. There could be Velveeta eating. Joe, what do you have to get down to?
I got
to
be down to 223. If I could just add something.
Sure.
I love the way the rules of the Fat Horse Challenge are and how you stick to them with the letter of the law. Now, last week when I had to eat the dog food, no spoon. And I said, I don't get a spoon. And you go, no, Joe, no, you have to use the spoon. Like the forefathers drew it in the Constitution.
And I explained.
Men have died for the spoon rule.
I explained to you.
There he goes.
No, I explained to him why that rule is so steadfast now. And you've been witness this. When we are, Joe and I are performing together, right before I go on, Joe's usually in front of me, and you know, he likes to tell the audience that the next guy coming up, and then regales the story of how I made him eat the cat food out of a bowl. So getting them to hate me more than they will within 30 seconds of the act. So he gets them already pissed off because they've already enjoyed Joe. They like Joe. They're
bonded to him.
Yes. They bought into the character. They think he's very funny. They're on his side. And then I'm coming up, and Joe makes it that much harder. So if you're going to do that, Joe, then we're going to stick to the letter of the law.
You want
to
know something? You want to know something? I would sit there and go, I never heard of such nonsense. It did happen. I think it was the first show at Harrisburg.
Yeah, and you haven't stopped. And you haven't stopped.
Yeah.
So?
It was the first show in Harrisburg. You had a tough time because they looked at you like, who's this?
Yeah, I had to explain everything.
You
bastard.
That nice Shrek-looking man made us laugh, and this bastard comes
in. Yeah, I had to explain. I can explain myself before I have to explain myself.
Hey, by the time you get done what you said, they're like, maybe you got a point, stupid. But
but it's a horrible way to put another comic behind. This next comic was kicking kittens outside right before the show.
Another inside joke. I got to say, I starled you.
Well, starled would get like when you were auditioning at the comic strip, she would give like the most awful intros.
The boy Hussein into court with a better intro.
I had somebody introduce me when I was still in the ladies' room.
Oh, that happened to me. I've been at the urinal. Joe Curry. I'm like, uh-oh.
Joe dribbling on his balls, Curry.
I was like, she's got to be fucking kidding, right? Yeah. And I was like, nope.
All right. Well, it's almost break time. So, Joe, go upstairs and weigh yourself. So we're looking for 225?
223.
And so
you feeling good about it? Just now?
I actually am.
Joe feels good about it.
If the freight scale is on my side, I think we're good.
Nobody's on your side.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but because this really is dangerous, could you bring a knife with you?
Just ask the wife.
Yeah.
To cut the cheese.
Something you've been good at.
Exactly.
That's what the whole story
is. And while you're at it, bring some wontons. So I guess the judgment was that it was a good story to share.
Oh, yes, it was. Fodder.
I really wasn't going to share.
Farter, fodder.
Because we don't usually do a lot of that disgusting stuff.
No, we're not the fart show. But you know what? It's just human, and it's hilarious.
But you just walk it off like nobody heard.
I'm just picturing those people sitting there.
My wife's got ears. I could be in the basement. I could let one go. She'll be in the upstairs.
Really?
I heard. She's got bad ears.
But is that not allowed? Are you not allowed to fart in the basement if she's upstairs?
No, because then if she hears it, then you have to go, excuse me, whereas opposed to just letting it go, and, you know, enjoying.
No smell, no foul in my house.
Okay.
If you happen to be near enough that you can hear somebody from another floor, then that's just too bad.
The only safe place in the house is the bathroom.
Okay, that's the only.
I think you can pretty much let it rip. You can have an
of
ass
gas,
but you can have an ass-gasm in there, and just let it go.
I didn't know they were that exciting, but sure.
Well, I mean, listen, get really they can be.
Oh boy!
Well, you know, it's a release like anything else.
Well, yes, I.
But yeah, so she didn't call me on it at the moment, and I thought I got away with one.
Sure,
because I was a little embarrassed.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, at the moment, it's like, oh, God.
And then I'm thinking about it on the drive home. Mm-hmm. And at first, you're mortified. But then I couldn't stop laughing to myself. I kept thinking, that's awesome. I used to say, when I would spite fart.
You did?
Well, you know, when this in a crowd, whatever. Sure, you let it go. I used to. I used to go. I owe a little something for the people. I used to like I was like bestowing a gift for my royal anus.
It was. I've been in a crowd where you all of a sudden smell ass, and you were like, "Who's that dirty bastard that let that loose?" Because you're around other people.
You want to know something freaky? When me and the missus first started dating, we've been together a couple of months. She's working at a bar. She's a bartender and everything.
Right.
Silently let one go.
Right.
A couple minutes later, she's sniffing around. You farted. She knew.
She knew?
She knew the flavor. I can't win in this. She's got bad ears, a hound dog nose.
Oh, my God. No, then that's got to be brutal for her.
Well, yeah, I never looked at it that way. But to be able to. But now
she's. All she's hearing is.
But no, it wasn't a sound loud one. She just dealt by the odor.
It was silent but deadly. And she knew your flavor.
She did.
Oh, God.
But now I think she's losing her touch because it's like a lot of false positives. Like, no, not me. Stop it. There's other people here.
Now there's gas leaking. The house is going to explode. Not my gas.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you know, it's always you got to accuse.
Right, right.
There's no need for that. No need.
We also have a rule that, you know, if someone's sleeping through it, it never happened. You know, if a tree falls in the woods.
Somebody's sleeping through it.
Yeah, if you're farting your sleep.
Oh, yeah. You know. That almost doesn't seem like it should happen in real life, but it does.
It does.
I've woken myself, which is scary. When I was like, you know, you let it go. Like, who was that? What is that? You're like there's a burglar in your ass. Like somebody broke in and farted next to your bed. You don't know, is it a zipper coming down? You have no idea, because you're in a sound sleep.
And they're licking their lips and looking at you.
Ew, licking their lips after that?
Lemon looking at you.
Oh, well. Damn. What a disgusting show.
I know.
This is so, we were going to do post-traumatic stress disorder.
I know. Well,
we didn't
this
have time.
Would probably give somebody that.
We didn't have time.
Loud noises.
We'll have to do it another time.
Yes, we will.
Joe's taking forever up there. He must be moving the scale to different floors.
He's moving the scale to 7 different locations. I think he's afraid of the Velveeta. Tom, you might be onto something. Oh, and speaking of Trucker Tom, he says, so, Davin, you're saying you could hear a mouse fart through a cotton ball?
Not me.
No, the wife.
The wife can. She's
yeah.
She's got a gift. I can't hear anything.
So Morgan wanted to know if you, you know, just what Joe said, if you weren't the one that cuts the cheese. Sounds like... Because I asked him to get the knife. She said, sounds like Davin's the one that cuts the cheese.
Right. Thanks, Morgane. All right. Joe's walking back into the studio, scale in hand.
Okay.
Looking slender and slim.
Does he have a knife?
Oh, I guess we're going to need the knife. Joe, have a seat.
Do you need a knife?
All right. Here's the deal.
Well, here's the deal. Pick the microphone up by your mouth.
This is going to gnaw like a...
Here's the deal. I weighed myself at work. Now, when we did the show last week,
right.
I weighed myself on the scale at work. The scale had me at 219.
Okay.
219. Now,
there's always a difference between the freight scale and the home
here's
scale.
Here's the deal. I have a whole record that I keep of where I am.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. That's
of which scale and how much.
Of which scale and how much. So I gauge where I am. Now, when I weighed myself on the scale at work, now I weighed myself three times this morning, and I weighed myself three times last week at the scale at work. That scale last week said I weighed 219.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got to the show, I weighed myself, and it came up at 223. I got on the scale this morning at work, weighed myself three times again. Made
wait,
sure
it came up 223 upstairs?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought you just said.
It was 223.
Oh, I see, last week.
Yeah.
Last week. Okay.
No, it was 225 last week.
It was 225 last
225.
Week. I'm sorry, 225. It had to be 223 tonight.
Right.
I weighed myself three times this morning. The scale read that I weighed 214. That is a difference.
Whoa.
in a week. Of 4 pounds.
Yeah, but that's too much. There's no way you lost 4 pounds in a week.
But it could be because I was working out like a maniac. I really haven't ate that much.
Right.
Okay? Weigh myself through.
Which will make you retain because your body's
but
trying
if
to save the nourishment.
But what I'm telling you is this. There's no way that I weighed. It's not like a day later. It was a week later and I lost.
Oh, well, what did it come up with upstairs?
It came up at 224.
Oh.
Well, Joe, here's what I'll do for you. We don't have to make that decision now. You can weigh yourself again during the break.
All right.
We'll give you that reprieve.
Look at this.
Well, no, it's still the same scale.
Kinder, gentler.
He can weigh himself during the break.
It's because it's Velveeta week.
Well, we did.
That's
no.
Yes. We did.
Oh, yes, it is.
I'll put it to you this way: we weighed with Elise. We weighed myself a bunch of times on
right.
that, and 224 is what it came up with. So it's
okay.
It's pretty steadfast. But
yeah,
well, over the break.
Okay.
And we'll take a break. Joe can weigh himself, so he might be eating Velveeta. We might be starting off the second half of the show with that.
No, I try. We'll go with the 224.
Well, no. Well, you can weigh yourself again during the break. I'll give you a reprieve. I'll give you the potential to be out. Otherwise, clog those arteries. You're going to be dancing with Mid Velveeta.
We should have gotten little mouse ears for him to wear. If you're going to eat that much cheese.
Let's
cheese product.
We got a lot of things to deal with after the break.
Is that a milk bone?
We got to deal with the end of the Fat Horse Challenge. We got to deal with the scam that Joe almost fell for. And we got to resume with my love life and see if I'm a big winner or just an Amugu loser this week.
Boy, we have lots to do.
Yep. And we'll recap Pip's green feeling.